T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is take care of Marty. So he's doing just that. In the meantime, I'm trying to take care of the inside story. And, you know, the more I think about this meeting between Kanye West and the President of the United States, so many other thoughts go through my head. Now, if you were the president of all of the people that you could sit down and meet with to get some insight, to get some perspective, would you choose Kanye West? I'm thinking I wouldn't. 866-391-1020. What are you thinking? Hi, Teresa and Beaver.
Hi, Lynn. You know, this is about the Halloween thing.
You know, yeah.
Our world is in such chaos right now, and they're worried about a 13 or over person out trick-or-treating. But, you know, I think it's a sign of our culture that rather than reinforcing these young kids with hope and positive reinforcement, we're doing that's just mean, and especially the fine is punitive.
Well, and you know what? There's such a fallout. I mean, because kids, what happens to kids when they are kids stays with them for a lifetime. Whether they realize it or not, it stays there. So you've got a 13-year-old kid who's now in handcuffs because he had a costume and a bag of candy. That's going to have a detrimental effect on that kid.
Absolutely. You learn your parenting skills and your adult skills when you're a child by being around people who reinforce you, not put handcuffs on you.
Yeah, I think it's a sad state of affairs. You know, a couple years ago, it was people putting needles and razor blades into the trick-or-treat candy, and now we want to limit them. You know, at some point, we probably just need to rethink that Halloween holiday as it is, although it's interesting because I think I read somewhere not too long ago that second to Christmas, we as a nation spend more money on Halloween than any other holiday.
Correct. Correct.
And that's
scary.
I do
think it is the sign of our culture also. What's going on in the broader culture is being shown in this Halloween issue.
Absolutely. Hey, Teresa, thanks so much for your call today. I appreciate you. And 1-866-391-1020 is the number. I've been talking about a lot of things right now. We're talking about Kanye. Hi, Linda in Moon.
You on TV for years, and I love your reporting. You're very professional. I just want to say, first of all, about this trick-or-treating, you know, I mean, pick your battles. There's so many people selling drugs and everything else. I mean, why are we going to arrest children at 13 for trick-or-treating?
Oh, that's a whole other thing. Yeah, you're not arresting them for drugs, but for candy.
For candy, right. But I'm just saying, like, aren't they busy enough arresting people for, you know, for drugs? But also for Kanye West and President Trump, I think it's kind of a publicity thing. I'm not a big Kanye West fan myself, but I would much rather see the president have lunch with him than with someone like Al Sharpton. I mean, that's just my opinion. And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, hold on before I let you go. Can you turn your radio down a little bit? Awesome. Why would you rather Kanye over Al Sharpton? Like or love Al Sharpton,
Kanye West is, you know, even though he's kind of a troubled person, he is more in tune with the younger people today. And I think that's who they want to really try to get in tune with in Chicago, you know, like the younger people, figure out what's wrong and everything. I think Al Sharpton's days are just, you know, they're gone.
Interesting you think that. I would have agreed with you up until recently, and just recently I started watching Al Sharpton's Sunday morning talk show, and I guess now he's moving to Saturdays or something. But I do find that a lot of the things he talks about on that show are very relevant, and they're very global. And so I'm not sure. I don't, I'm struggling with this. I'm not sure that I want the president to meet with either one of them.
It just all seems crazy, doesn't it?
It does.
What's this world coming to?
Indeed. Hey, Linda, thanks so much for your call today. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Indeed. You're listening to The Inside Story here on KDK Radio. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland sitting in for Marty Griffin. We're talking about Kanye West meeting with the president this afternoon, and Wallace from East Liberty's on the phone. Hi, Wallace.
Hello. How are you doing, Lynn?
Well, how are you?
Just fine, just fine. I just think it's totally appropriate that Kanye Smith meets with the president. I mean, when you elect a clown, you expect a circus. I would really not like to see the president meet with anybody credible because, you know, what good could come from it? We know what type of man the president is. I mean, he's been called everything from, what, a racist, a homophobic, to whatever. And, I mean, all those people are saying it can't be wrong, but, I mean, no matter who he meets with, what good is going to come out of it, really?
And, see, that's one of those things I struggle with because I understand exactly your point, and I would never expect anything to come out of this meeting. But there are times, and sometimes I feel this way at work in particular, there are times that I feel like I have to put my concerns on the table, whether you listen to them or not, whether you acknowledge that they are legitimate. At the end of the day, I can walk away and say, I told you what I thought.
You know, that makes me think way back when the elders used to say how we've been in this country how long? And we've been putting our cards on the table. We've been, you know, pouring our hearts out for I don't know how many hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hasn't made much difference when you think about it. I mean, if you look at the situation some people are in today, what they're going through, so much for pouring your heart out.
Pouring your heart out. Yeah, I guess.
That's like the chicken going to the wolf and, you know, demanding some justice and everything. It's not going to happen, you know.
Yeah, okay.
We woke up and realized that. Take care.
I hear you, Wallace. Hey, thanks so much for your call today. This is really a tough one, you know. I mean, talk to the president, not talk to the president, or who should talk to the president? The other thing that came across my desk, like I have this big desk. Melania Trump says she is one of the most bullied person in the world. I could say, this is quoting her, I could say that I'm the most bullied person in the world. The First Lady. So she's talking about the way the public pushes back at her. It's funny because when I first read this, I thought she was talking about somebody else. You're listening to The Inside Story on News Radio 1020. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland sitting in for Marty. Join us 866-391-1020 on News Radio 1020. Download that app. But there are a couple of ways you can reach out to us. You can call 866-391-1020. You can also text us at 866-391-1020. And it's a text line brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Let me also tell you about an event coming up. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland sitting in for Marty Griffin, but you have a chance to join forces with Marty Griffin and KDKA Radio as we help fight the opioid epidemic coming up on Wednesday, November the 14th at the Orchard Hill Church in Wexford. It is our anti-drug summit. We need you to help us, and we want your participation. So please reach out to Tamira at Tamira, T-I-M-I-R-A, .rush at entercom.com. That's the chance for you to get involved. And you can also check out kdkaradio.com for more details. So in that last break, I was trying to come up with some numbers and I wasn't able to. I was trying to see how many social media followers Kanye West has. And I'm going to be curious. I don't know exactly what time Kanye's meeting with the president, but I want to see who tweets first, Kanye or the president, about this meeting. There are a lot of people who feel like this is just a publicity stunt. Now, Kanye says he wants to meet with the president to talk about the violence in his hometown of Chicago. He says it's been an ongoing concern. I get that. He has written extensively about that. I'm not sure how much money he has spent, how much money he has donated, how else he has supported his hometown of Chicago. it's one thing to meet with the president about the violence, and I think we're all pretty much familiar with the violence in Chicago. But if you haven't put, when you have the money and you haven't put the money up, there's something kind of hypocritical about that. So you want the president to do something, but all you want to do is talk about it. Interesting indeed. The other thing is, when I look back over Kanye's history, it's just a little confusing to me. Now, this isn't new. For him to be political isn't new. He criticized President Obama for years because he said Obama was from Chicago and he had not done anything to change the violence in Chicago. But then, at the same time, he writes lines in his songs like, "I say F the police. That's how I treat them." I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not. Well, I guess it's too late. I already said it. But I say blank the police. That's how I treat them. He also has, where's the other one? He also has a line in one of his songs, "Hands up, we just doing what the cops taught us. Hands up, we just doing what the cops taught us." So to me, that seems kind of diametrically opposed to some of the things that the president believes and stands for. Maybe there's something to be said about differing viewpoints coming to the table. We had a woman call a few minutes ago saying she'd rather the president meet with Kanye West than Al Sharpton. Well, I'm not sure that either one of them represents the overall black community and the concerns of the black community. But if I were going to choose, I probably wouldn't choose Kanye as the one who represents the president. He's kind of been all over the place. Do you remember at that award show when he grabbed the microphone away from Taylor Swift and said, "I think this award should go to Beyonce"? That was a little crazy. And then there was that time that he said George Bush doesn't care about black people. But now he thinks that Donald Trump does. So they're going to be having this meeting this afternoon. He's going to have lunch with the president. Then he's going to have a meeting with the president's son-in-law. There's a part of me that wishes I could be a fly on that wall. Is it Jaquel? How are you?
I'm well, Miss Freeland. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. I just wanted to make a comment about, you had a previous caller, and she did say, I agreed with her about it being a publicity as far as the president meeting with Kanye West, because I don't really see Kanye West as having much experience in the way of public being a public servant, but however, I do disagree with what she said about Al Sharpton, because however, I know there are some Kanye West fans out there, but I do believe that if the president was open enough to speak with someone like Al Sharpton, I believe he would get a better understanding of what the needs of people of color are in
the
country.
Hey, Jaquel, I got to take a break for traffic. Can you stick around for a couple minutes?
Sure.
Awesome. Thanks so much. And one of the reasons why I want Jaquel to stick around, because I think sometimes when it comes to the African-American community, the world expects that we are a monolithic community and one person can speak for us and have our voice and say what's on our mind. And we're not a monolith. We all have different opinions, different perspectives. So that's the other concern I have. When you only meet with one person, you only get one perspective. You're listening to The Inside Story on News Radio 1020. We're back here on The Inside Story. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland. You know, when I call people and I leave a message, I tend to be very specific about the phone number to call me back, because a lot of times people leave me a message. I can't always get all the numbers. It's not very clear. So, for example, if I'm leaving a message from work, I would say the number, and then I would say 2518. I wouldn't say 2518. I say all of that to say that is exactly why I say 866-391-1020, but point well taken. It is 866-391-1020. That's the number to call. That's the number to text. I got one other thing I want to get into today, but I still have Jaquel holding on. Are you still there, dear?
Yes, I am.
I appreciate you holding on. So you were saying just before the break that you took issue with an earlier caller about Al Sharpton versus Kanye meeting with the president.
Yeah, not so much versus them, but more so that if our president was open to meeting with a civil rights worker, mm-hmm. you know, like Al Sharpton, then I believe he would gain, would be open to gaining a better understanding of what the needs of people of color in this country really are.
Well, and you know, that's interesting because if I were going to talk about civil rights leaders, civil rights movement, any of those things, I don't know that I'd ever even think about Kanye West.
Same here. Same
yeah,
here.
I don't know that I would think about him. Although, you know, I don't always agree with Al Sharpton. Don't get me wrong. There have been many times I have disagreed with Al Sharpton. And uh-huh. and part of the fun of all this is the conversation. I just, because you don't see the president meeting with many people of color, at least you would want someone who has a good grasp on the issues.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I guess we'll have to watch social media.
Kanye West makes, you know, a fun kind of, you know, presentation. I guess the president more so here is looking for acceptance. You know, he's looking for more people to popularity.
I see. Yeah. And that's where the publicity part comes in. Hey, Jaquelle, yeah. thanks for your call today. And I appreciate you holding
all right,
on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Inside Story. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. This is KDKA News Radio 1020. One last thing, and I don't know if we really have time to get into this or not, but we are seeing a growing divide in this country. And I say growing, I emphasize growing, because the divide has always been there, but I think it's getting wider. When you look at the Democratic Party, it is beginning to skew very female, very college educated, very minority. You'll look at the Republican Party, it is skewing towards being very white, very male. I read a report recently that some white men are beginning to leave the Democratic Party and move to the Republican Party. So, given that scenario, how do we ever expect to get anything done locally, nationally? Because this is a divide. And if we're not going to bridge these gaps, I'm not sure that we can ever resolve many of the issues that we're talking about. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be that concerned about it. And maybe I shouldn't be that upset about it. But we're seeing more and more people voting along party lines. I can remember when there was a big campaign on, you know, don't forget you can split your ticket. Don't forget you can vote for the candidate you really like. And now it just seems like we're kind of back to this line between the two of us. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. A little rain.
I was listening to your show
and enjoying it very much.
Oh, good.
Just a couple of the points I would like to make. I'm trying to think politically, phrase it correctly, that people complain a lot of times about I'm not getting this, I'm not getting that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the chance to, in the medical field, work with people of every color, and the big difference is these are people, as you know what I want.
Let me just say this. Hey, David, are you calling from a cell phone?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. You're dropping in and out. I don't know if the folks at home can hear you or not, but let's try it again. Go ahead. You work with people of all different people.
Okay, wait. If you give me a second, I can move to a better position, okay?
All right, I'll give you a second. You tell me when you're there. 866-391-1020 is our number. You can also text us at that number as well. You better, David? Not
yes.
yet. Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think it is. Go ahead.
Okay. What it takes is determination. It's much easier to complain than it is to go forward and actually apply yourself and do something. Affirmative action has made it so much easier for people of other races to get ahead. And I've met these people that have done it. And it's because instead of sitting there and complaining, they actually applied themselves and have gotten to great positions. You can't expect to start at an entry position and make six figures. It takes something weird called hard work. When I started, it took a long time. I did not like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the hospital, but I did it. It takes perseverance, and it's always easy to complain about something than to actually step forward.
Well, you know what, David? I kind of have mixed feelings of what you're saying. I think that there is...
Okay.
I think there's a modem of truth that people do have to work hard, that things don't come easy. But I also think that the playing field is not always level. And I do think that there are people who do work hard, who do come prepared and get to the table, but they are discounted, they're overlooked, they're ignored, often because of their skin color, sometimes because of their gender. I just don't feel like the playing field is level enough to say okay. That you have to work hard and apply yourself.
Did you happen to see, it was a while back, I want to say, I don't know if it was 60 Minutes or one of those shows, that a African-American gentleman applied to med school and got turned down, and he looked more like he was from an Indian culture.
Mm-hmm. No, I did not see the story.
Grew his hair out, this and that, applied everything the same, and got in. And yes, I do realize sometimes the playing field is not level. But, I mean, I have to be honest, life's unfair sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like when my immigrants came to this country, you know, Catholic Irish, they couldn't get a job if they tried.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that you see now, they'll make jokes about, you know, the 7-Elevens and that, like
sure.
that, you know,
sure.
people from India own all those.
Uh-huh.
Those people have come over here half not even knowing the language.
Yeah, I get your point.
So
hey, David,
hard to
I got
to
take
those.
A break for traffic here.
And
thanks
I give
for
them
call-
credit. I mean,
hey, David, I thank you so much, David. I got to take a break for traffic here, but thanks for calling. Your point's well taken. And we got a couple of other folks on the horn who want to talk about affirmative action. We'll do all that next on News Radio 1020. All right. Thanks, David. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.